This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I enjoy watching a good movie. There's nothing quite like sitting in a cinema and looking at some really good movie. One of those that I've seen some years ago is the legendary war movie Saving Private Ryan. Now, it's not a new movie by any means, but the story is a powerful story. It's based on the 1944 true story of the family named Ryan. There were four sons in the Ryan family. The father's dead, and all the four boys go off to fight in World War II, leaving their mother behind. Tragically, three of the four men were killed in action, and the War Department enlists the help of Captain John Miller, played by Tom Hanks, to go and find the surviving son, bring him home, so that his mother would at least have one son left to carry on the family name. So the Army, if you've seen the movie, go in search of Private Ryan, travelling from one unit to the next, fighting these battles against the Germans. And when they eventually find Ryan, he refuses to leave his unit until reinforcements arrive. But they're engaged in a fierce battle with many casualties. This was D-Day. We're talking about D-Day invasion. And Captain Miller is seriously wounded and dies, but whispers into the young soldier's ears, "Earn it. Earn it." Those were the two words he said. Anyway, it shows as an old man, Ryan visits the French cemetery to the gravesite of this captain who probably saved his life. And we see him falling to his knees, weeping in total anguish. He sobs to his wife, "Tell me I've lived a good life. Tell me I'm a good man." He had lived with this burden right through his life after leaving the war, knowing that others had died for his rescue and he couldn't forget the sacrifice made on his behalf. So it's a powerful question. Have I lived a good life? How important for your family to know that at your funeral, that you were a good, that you were an honest person. And that means sometimes you've got to stand firm and stand up for what you believe, your principles. Be dependable. Like I heard the story of the 104-year-old man who was being interviewed. How did you do it? How do you manage to live so long? The old 104-year-old man thought, "Well, I ate the right food, I got plenty of sleep, I didn't fool around, I never indulged in alcohol, smokes or chewing tobacco." And the reporter said, "I had an uncle like that, but he died at 55. How do you explain that?" Well, the old man said, "Sure, he just didn't keep it up long enough." And we sometimes give up. If you're a Christian today, you try to live by the golden rule that you want to love God and love your fellow man. I guess it's as simple as that. But it's not always easy. Tough times come to all of us, and we could, you know, give up our Christian faith if we're not prepared to be consistent. I think many people have had a profound religious experience, however you term it, but they've given up. Bill Hybels once said that most non-Christians who learn of someone who suddenly professes to be a Christian will view the announcement with the same level of cynicism they would if someone else told them they were going on a diet or would stop drinking. So do you know of someone who made a decision to follow Jesus and then gave up? I think it happens quite often. The US military group in Saving Private Ryan kept going in spite of the terrible injuries to save the paratrooper, Private James Ryan. We've got to press on, haven't we? It was Jimmy Durante many years ago was asked to be part of a show for some World War II veterans. He was very busy, but he agreed to do what he called a short monologue and then he'd have to leave. So he went on the stage, but the applause was so great, he did another monologue and then another. He gave this long performance. He bowed to the audience, was very grateful, and he walked off the stage. And when he walked off the stage, someone asked him, "Why did you stay so long?" And he pointed to the two ex-servicemen sitting in the front row, sitting next to each other. Each of these men had lost an arm in the war. One had lost a right arm and the other his left arm. But together, these two men were able to clap, and they did. And Jimmy Durante was so moved by this loud and cheerful response. So my question, do you have a united purpose in life? Do you want others to regard you as a good person, just as was shown in that movie, Saving Private Ryan? Well, dear God, I see friends who have no time for you. Their world is full of activity, rushing here and there. It seems, Lord, they've forgotten about eternity. Give me the right words to say to them so they can stop and pray. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.